The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What up, what up?
Ah, how you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. My sound, I can't hear me.
You can't hear you?
I can't hear me.
Well, let's turn you up. It's the second one. There you go. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I just can't hear me.
Well, you should listen harder. I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear me.
There we go.
It was probably just the music.
That could be.
And I just figured I don't even want to listen to the sound of my voice. I'm doing well. As you noticed, I mean, this is why I think like it'd be cool to have, or the fact that my headphones weren't in my ear. I
can. Really, yeah, you got to jam them right in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Air conditioning.
The listeners can't see it, but I just dyed my hair.
It's technically
called copper.
Yeah, you're a carrot top now.
Yeah, I'm a ginger. Someone said I was a ginger.
Ginger Asian. Ginger Asian. I don't know what that is. So what prompted that?
Well, I was originally going to go blonde.
Right.
But then it was going to take too long. And honestly, I just didn't, we were thinking about it. Just probably wouldn't look good for my skin with my skin tone color.
It's hard to say, but
yeah, I mean, it's hard. I did, because to get to this color, I had to bleach it. So I was blonde for a little bit and, it looked okay. I looked way more Asian. It was really weird. it was a weird thing to like look at myself in the mirror. The whole transformation thing was kind of weird, but like, damn, those, man, when they massage, like when they shampoo your hair, I don't know if guys really get to do this a lot. I take it you don't.
Well, actually where I go to Sport Clips, and if you buy the MVP, you do get a shampoo, which is really nice. 'Cause if you have really short hair, it's really just a scalp massage.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's not fingers running luxuriously through your hair or however much of it you have. But it's more of a scalp massage for a guy.
Yeah. I was just thinking like, man, if I was rolling right now, this would be wonderful. Can you imagine just rolling and then getting a haircut and like getting your hair shampooed? Like, it would be great. It would be a great experience. Okay. I don't do drugs.
I don't know that it would, but all right.
I have a soft spot for like head massages. That's like,
all women have a soft spot for head massages.
My friend, when I first came out, she was like stroking my hair. My head was in her lap for some reason. It's like completely straight thing. And she's like, this is how she called me out actually, because this is when I first moved to San Francisco. She was my first friend I made there. And she was like running her fingers through my hair. And then she's like, do you like this? I'm like, yeah. Like, I've never had this before. This feels really nice. And she's like, you're lesbian, aren't you? I'm like, what? What the hell? Keep in mind, I just came out for the very first time, probably about, 5 months prior to that. So I was just like really confused what was going on. And she was like, I always knew. I just was waiting for you to tell me. I'm like, dude, I just barely told people. Like, I think I was still at the bi stage of my life, actually, to be honest.
Like, I'm not all the way there.
Yeah. I might have just came out as like, I don't think I'm bi. Came out copper and I came home. I didn't tell my parents what I was doing at all. And I came home and my mom sees me and she's like, okay, did you dye your hair? I'm like, well, obviously. I mean, I don't understand when people ask that. Like, if I had black, I haven't touched my hair in 10 years.
Right.
Almost 10 years. Before I had like streaks, I've never completely dyed my head. So this is a new experience for me. But my mom just looked at me and was like, it looks cheap. Like a stripper.
Oh,
you look like a cheap stripper.
Your mom is a delight.
She really knows what to say.
She drops truth bombs right and left.
Do you think I look like a cheap stripper?
No, they're her truth. They're not necessarily real truth, but they're her truth.
Yeah, and then my dad never got a really good look at it, and so he sees it, and he's like, "Oh, your hair." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's not." I mean, I was like, so you don't like it? He's like, well, change is good. you know? And I was like, so you don't think I look like a cheap stripper like mom says? He's like, no, no, no. It's change is good. I think it's good that you do some changes. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm like, oh, so you do like it. And he's like, I didn't say that.
And so he's trying to be supportive.
Yeah. And which is rare for my father. He hasn't been supportive since I played golf.
What he's doing is trying to go like, you know, it's all right. And then you pushed further.
Yeah, I asked for too much, you know.
You
I should have just settled. But then I watched it, and then he was looking at it, and he's like, actually, you know what? I do like it. It actually does look really good on you. And I haven't met the most, it's either like you love it or hate it. The most middle person is a friend I ran into at the gas station, and she was looking at me. She's like, oh, your hair. I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay. And I'm like, do you like it? She's like, it's okay. That's the most like middle of the way.
Yeah, I'm about there too. I've never met a lot of people. Love it. I don't hate it. I'm cool either way.
I mean, I it's kind of hard for something like this. I feel like it would be hard for someone to be like.
The funny thing is, the more I look at it, the more you're. I'm gonna wait for you to finish that sip. The more I look at it, the more your flesh tone and your hair color are really close.
Right. Okay. I was trying to figure out what it was. I was like, does this make me look tanner or paler? Or do I, like, I was trying to, like, I hate looking at myself in the mirror with the passion. And I've been staring at myself for, like, in the mirror lately a lot because I'm just like, I can't figure it out.
You look, and take this in the spirit which is meant. It's not meant to be racist. You look a little bit more yellow.
Okay, good. Because that's like kind of like I was kind of worried. I did my first set with it on Friday night at the Comedy Spot, and it would have been a week ago, but it was very interesting because, you know, like when you do comedy, your appearance is important. I hate to say that, but like important to it, that it matches you or what you're trying to project, you know?
Right.
Like if you're really attractive and you keep telling ugly jokes, like how you're ugly and all this shit, but you're actually really attractive regardless of how you feel, a lot of audiences are just going to look at you and be like, who's this bitch? Or like if you're super skinny, like if you're 90 pounds and you tell like fat jokes, even if you used to be fat, like no one knows, you know, like it's right. What you're showing in front of them. So if I'm like telling Asian jokes or telling my life jokes because my mother has so many truth bombs, you know, I was kind of concerned that they'll just look at me and be like, this bitch.
Well, I hate to tell you this. You looked Asian before. That's not new.
That's not I wonder a, if I look older.
Thing. No, I actually think you might look a little younger.
Oh fuck me!
I might put you not a lot like
I already looked like I got 18 a couple times with my hair when my hair was black.
Nah, well, that's because people weren't paying attention. They were just going Asian could be any age. I don't know. Let me guess, young. No, if I would say you look like 24, 25 now.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. That's only like a couple years younger, which is.
But I know how old you are, so there's.
Oh yeah.
So there's that, but yeah, you'll get a little bit here and there.
I mean, I'm just like, it was good to have a change. I needed a change, like a fresh start. It's either this or a tattoo, so it was kind of like.
This is less permanent.
Yeah. But now I'm gonna have to be a girl now and do the upkeep, and I have to go through my whole entire wardrobe, and like. Take that into account, and it's summer, and you know, I'm just I don't like the whole maintenance thing for being a female.
You are so overthinking this.
No, I'm not. This is like a true like female thing. Like you have to pay attention to like what your hair color is to match your outfits to make sure it goes with your hair. Now it's like what colors like go well with your skin tone kind of deal, like, you know.
Yes, but your skin tone didn't change.
Ah, Ace.
Ace gave you the thumb claw.
Ah.
Makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Well, he's been cuddling more with me now, so I think he likes it. Yeah. Don't you, Ace?
It's the thumb claw of love.
Yeah.
It's really what it is. So you didn't go with the hair color because of your favorite show is back?
Oh, God, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my God.
And that absolutely describes your hair. By the way, I'm going to say this in all sincerity. Feel free to use that.
Yeah, I think I'm.
And actually, in this case, that is something you could actually use.
Yeah.
99.9% of what people tell you it's okay to use that, you're never going to. You're like, that. Thanks.
No, that one, that's like so perfect because, yeah, I did have black hair before this. So. That's perfect.
So orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black.
They dropped it
on the 11th. I was actually at a bar when I got the first text messages.
You got a hot text about the
multiple
Netflix show.
I this is why I like to put out there the things that I like. Mm-hmm. And like I basically keep my this is a new thing for me. I will admit this. I'm still trying to find that middle ground of like what's appropriate to share with people and what's not. Before, I used to be very closed off. I never mm-hmm. shared anything. Now, especially with doing comedy, and not saying I'm like I reach a lot of people or I'm like famous or a star or anything, but like I do reach a bigger audience
sure.
than let's say like someone who doesn't do comedy at all, you know, or like just works out a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, you're kind of on podcasts too.
And podcasts,
which go out a little bit wider than you might think.
Exactly. So I like to share because if someone's going through the same thing, I always felt better about it. And so like for me right now, I'm trying to. How did this conversation start again?
Your hair.
My hair. Oh, Orange is the New Black. I put it out there. So like I talk about Orange is the New Black a lot, and like I got a lot of text messages that I came out on the 11th because it was supposed to be released on the 12th. So I was thinking it was midnight. So I was at a bar thinking I could get home early enough and start at midnight. And then my cousin was like, I'm coming home. So we have to binge watch it together. And I was like, sure. But originally what I was going to do, because I'm trying to be super romantic, I told you personally about meeting somebody.
You said some things and you said, this is not for the podcast. Yeah. and we've and both Kareem and I have kept that not out there for the public,
which I appreciate. But I'm not, and I don't think she listens to the podcast either, so it's fine. But I did meet someone that I actually do enjoy. I enjoy her company quite a great deal. So and it's nothing serious or, but I do enjoy her company. So. Anyway, I thought it was going to be super cute and be like, we should watch it together. But she lives out in Oakland and I'm here in Sac. So it was like, oh, we can wait and then watch it together next time we hang out. And she's like, well, realistically, I'm not going to wait. I'm like, okay, so.
And neither are you.
Well, I would have for her because I do like her and I'm trying to be cute and romantic and shit. And so I was like, well, I'll wait for my cousin. And then my cousin comes home. And she's like, I only had an hour of sleep. I'm like, okay. So we watched one episode and bitch fell asleep. And I'm like, fuck you. So
that's what it's like trying to watch anything with women. It doesn't matter what it is. You put it on TV and they will fall asleep.
No, I stay up.
No.
I commit.
Do you not understand? In most relationships, you take on the role of the man.
Oh, you're right. Oh, I had that conversation with someone else too about that. Because my mom, oh, this is great. My mother, this is just the little just title.
By the way,
my mother.
Your mom phoned in earlier. She had something to say about your hair.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Oh, man. She probably would have called me that.
Very deep voice on your mother.
I'm actually really surprised that she didn't call me a hooker as opposed to, because she thinks I'm a slut. So I'm really surprised she went with the stripper instead of the hooker.
Yeah. You know what she didn't say?
It's so damn hot.
She did not say that about
awkward.
Your hair.
But she was like, you know, she went on this one rampage. Well, she went on a rampage one time and, she was saying like, yeah, you know, since you're not going to date guys or whatever, like you can't have a guy take care of you. And now how are you going to take care of like a girlfriend now, since like she just assumed that I was going to take the masculine role. I'm like, what the fuck? If you already thought that there was any possibility of me taking the masculine role, then why the fuck did you think I was straight from the beginning? You know what I mean?
Well, I think she's just starting to do the math on it all.
She's like slowly putting, she's like, she played golf. She was a tomboy. I've mm-hmm. seen this bitch in overalls.
Well,
as an adult.
Oh. Yeah, and you're not old enough to have worn them in the 90s when they were actually in style.
What are you talking about? I did.
In the early 90s?
Yeah, I was like 6, 7.
Yeah, but that's not as, if you're 6 or 7, you're allowed to wear overalls. I'm talking about adults in the 90s wearing them.
Yeah, we saw this one lady with overalls at this restaurant, and my friend looked at me and she was like, those are hideous. And I was like, this is an awkward time to tell you that I still rock overalls, isn't it? And I'm like, did I just cockblock myself? And she just kind of looked at me. I was like, okay, not wearing those in front of you.
You should totally wear, that should be your onstage outfit.
If they weren't the short ones, I would, because I have this thing about like wearing pants. Like, so it was advice given to me from another comic, like, don't wear like shorts or skirts, or like at least short skirts, or in general, because I think it's just a look of professionalism.
Well, and people can see up there.
That's true.
Because you're on stage.
Yeah. So I like to wear pants. So my sure. overalls are the Calvin Klein, because that shit is designer back in my day. okay. And they're the short ones. And they're from third grade, and I still fit in them.
You were a chunky kid, weren't you?
I was. I think I'm way smaller. When I was in fifth grade, like basically from fifth grade throughout high school, I was 170, 180 mm-hmm. was like my peak. 180, and I'm like 145, 150 now.
Okay.
So like all my high school clothes, way too big, and I still try to rock them because I don't go shopping.
Look at you. That's good.
I mean, it would be good if any of those things were in style.
Well, sure, they'll come back.
They weren't in style in high school when I was wearing them.
They'll come back eventually.
Oh, yeah, full circle. Because right now, where are we? 80s? Because the crop top and all that. When was that, yeah. Nate? Because I feel like you were alive during that time.
It was in the 80s.
It was?
In the 80s, men wore crop top t-shirts. You could buy them, like, in the Sears catalog.
Like, for not a joke?
Not a joke.
Like, not for the gym?
Here's the thing about the 80s. The gym was everywhere. So it was perfectly acceptable to wear a headband and the crop top and the shorts. And just to be going out and around. You didn't have to be going to the gym. workout wear was acceptable out. Right around the 84 Olympics was when it really... That was when it was. I remember they sold three different color USA crop top t-shirts in the Sears catalog.
Oh, wow. Was that in honor of Bruce Jenner?
No, Bruce Jenner was 8 years earlier, but it was in honor of the Olympics being in Los Angeles.
Oh, the Olympics. Oh, yeah. I'm going to LA this week. Though I would have came back from LA when this comes out.
Yeah.
I have no sense of time or anything in general. What have you been up to?
This and that, but let's wrap this show. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a couple other things, because next week we're completely off, completely dark, because I'm in Vermont, as you're hearing this right now. So let's do two short shows so we don't have to go without.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. So you still have us in your lives, and too bad you can't see my orange hair.
Diana's orange hair.
I went like to this museum thing with my friends, and we took pictures, and my I posted the pictures on Facebook, and my friend commented, what'd you do to your hair? That was the only thing she said.
Nice.
And I was like, that's embarrassing.
I got a bitches preach.
What's that?
Don't be cunty with your comments. How about that? What'd you do to your hair?
What about unless you could be my mom and drop major truth bombs. Don't half-ass it, okay? If you're going to be a cunt with your comments.
That's right.
Go all the way.
Go full C.
Yeah, call someone a cheap stripper.
That's right.
I was like, I also wonder, like, where the hell did my mom go to strip clubs? Like,
that's right. How does she know what strippers look like?
Yeah, and cheap ones. Like, I don't understand.
Did she watch Boogie Nights or something?
I don't think so.
She watched Striptease.
Oh my god, you know what? I think she did. Dear god, now I have all this. Is that the one with Demi Moore?
I think that one is the one with Demi Moore.
Oh fuck, yeah, she did watch it. I think we almost watched it together when I was a kid.
That's unfortunate.
That was very... Oh dear lord, now I'm traumatized.
That's not one to watch with your mom.
Nope, not at all.
Alright, so that's gonna do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Everybody enjoy some Prince, and we'll be back with another Well Hung Podcast next Monday. Nate Darling shows Wednesday and Friday, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Make you good when you are bad.